Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He taps his little toe and steals the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And takes your heart along.
I know. 720 WGN. Good evening. I'm John Landecker. Hello, Mike Vanderbilt.
Hello there. Thanks for having me, John. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I know we're going to talk about these movies that you're playing, and I know that I was all set to. That's from the movie The Great Rupert, which you've already shown as I paid attention to the schedule.
We opened up our month, yes. Our month of holiday films at the drive-in with The Great Rupert.
And The Great Rupert, I had never heard of it before, so I'm looking it up, and The Great Rupert apparently is a squirrel.
And it's kind of funny if you look at the ad. It was also paired with a secret screening, and that secret screening was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So the running thread was squirrel movies.
Gotcha, because you have a theme. You don't just slap up any old stupid movie. You got some sort of connection going on. Yeah, this is the thinking man's place to watch. Now, is this the drive-in we're still talking about?
So now this is a different drive-in. When I was out with you last time,
yeah.
I was doing the Music Box of Horrors one in Pilsen. This one is at the Rock Island Public House, which is a bar in Blue Island. And it was funny because a lot of people think because of my relationship with the Music Box that the drive-in was my idea. It wasn't. It was our head chef, Jerry Doherty of Butter Upon Bacon. He said, why don't we just put a drive-in in the parking lot, because as you know, like most small businesses, we're trying to keep our heads above water and try to keep people eating and drinking, of course. Safely and securely.
Yes. Yeah.
And the drive-in, he came to me because he says, well, you know how to run one of these things, so let's see what we can do. And we started right around Halloween. It was funny because I was kind of looking forward to not having to deal with the drive-in anymore after the Music Box. As much fun as it was a lot of work. And just when I thought I was out, they pulled me right back in.
So explain the physical layout. How do people watch the movies at the Rock Island Public House?
So we have we opened up our patio. We basically turned our parking lot into a expanded patio. Gotcha. Over the summer when we reopened for business.
Right.
And in dealing with the Chicago winter, we have several shipping containers that are heated that you can drink in, as well as several fire pits. And then to the side of that, we have the drive-in, which is a big wood screen that we project from a little projection booth that we have right in the middle. And we can fit up to 12 cars. And it is first come, first serve. And the sound comes through an FM transmitter right to your radio.
And if
we do sell out the drive-in, you're more than welcome to watch the movie from the patio where we have a boombox playing the sound. So
awesome.
We make it a point that, it's first come, first serve, but we really want everybody to be able to get in there.
Now, are you responsible for this film lineup?
Yes, this was mostly...
You're crazy! You're weird. You're from outer space.
This was mostly me. The bosses, Dave and Jen Brown at the Rock Island Public House, trusted me implicitly with this. And I really was proud of it because I think we really brought a little bit of everything for everybody on this one. And a lot of it has to do with what you can get the licensing rights to screen.
Sure.
And some of this is public domain stuff,
right,
which is great because nobody has to get paid. And I was very proud of what we brought together here.
So the next show is Friday, December 11th. Would that be right? All right.
Yes.
Oh, I'm ready. On Friday, December 11th, hold on, everybody. The White Reindeer. They don't say much because it's so... Wait a minute. I thought somebody said something.
Finished, too. This is a nice finished double feature we have going.
You mean
here.
Like the language finish?
Yes.
Yes.
The White Reindeer is from 1952, and it won the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Film and Best Fantasy Film at Cannes in 1953.
So what exactly is the plot, other than the reindeer's white?
It's a very fairy tale oriented kind of fable-ish horror, and I think to say any more than that is to reveal a little bit too much. Yep. But I think I could see this being an influence on like the works of Guillermo del Toro, if anybody digs his stuff. And we paired that one up with Rare Exports, which is
Hold it! Did you say Rare Exports?
Indeed, I did.
Gentlemen, listen up.
We are standing on a sacred grave.
Yeah.
Mitä hän siellä oikein kaivaa?
Okay. As I...
Joulupukki kuollut.
Uh-huh. As I could glean from watching just a brief clip there, is this a search for Santa's grave?
Yes.
But then he'd be dead.
But he is not to reveal too much, but he is very much alive in this one. And this one is a favorite of the kitchen staff over at Rock Island. This is the one that they really wanted to show. And I really think people, if you've never heard of this one, it's become kind of a cult holiday classic lately. But if you are a fan of The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing, and holiday horror films, I think Rare Exports might be right in your wheelhouse.
Well, you know, I haven't seen more than just that little clip, but now that you start comparing it to other filmmakers, I'm trying to think of the filmmaker from Sweden or Finland who made these really depressing... Ingmar Bergman! Yes! This looks like an Ingmar Bergman film!
The White Reindeer is definitely Ingmar Bergman.
Didn't you think?
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, John. Ingmar Bergman. Thank you, Tom, for telling me that it's Ingmar Bergman. Okay, so where are we? Was that the Rare Exports?
That was Rare Exports.
Indeed. Okay, now we're going to take a break, Mike. Yes. And then we're going to come back and tell people about the other movies, about Santa, at 720 WGN.
Santa Claus conquers the Martians. Santa sets up a fantastic automatic toy factory on Mars.
Oh, boy.
The Martian leader battles the wicked Vodar in a desperate effort to save Santa.
Sounds very intriguing. 720 WGN, John Landecker, 747. I'm with Mike Vanderbilt, who's putting a movie program together at the Rock Island Public House in Blue Island, and that movie will be shown on Friday, December 18th, right? Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians generally makes most of the worst movies of all time list, but had a second life when it appeared on Mystery Science Theater 3000 a couple years back. But it's also notable as one of the first appearances of Mrs. Claus in popular culture, and Pia Zadora's first film role.
Oh my God. You just hooked me. Pia Zadora's first film role is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
She plays a pouty little Martian girl. If you're a fan of weird and wild psychotronic cinema, this is a great double feature because we're pairing it with Santa Claus versus the Devil, which is a Mexican production.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Santa Claus versus the Devil.
I recall when I was a little girl, I often would dream of great riches. That I had all the things I wished for and not a care in the world. But at times I also dream with the devil.
The golden key that opens all doors is ready, Santa. It is at your disposal.
So... I take it that Santa wins in a movie called Santa versus the Devil. I just want to make that clear.
Again, I don't like to spoil the ending for everybody.
All right. I understand it. Okay, so this is all happening like now. So, you know, like we're bouncing around a little bit. Today's the 9th, so Friday the 11th, it's the White Reindeer and Rare Exports. Then Saturday the 12th, it's a super secret double feature.
I can give you one clue that one of the films features a former country star in the lead and a Friday the 13th alum. That's all I can give you.
Boy, you show business people. Getting information out of you is so difficult. Then Sunday, December 13th, Jingle All the Way. We know that one.
That's a great one. That's one of our modern. I love this one because it's so cynical. And that one's a special day, too, because we will have some guests in the kitchen. We have Red's the People's Pie, who do a Detroit-style pizza.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be serving it up.
Then Friday, December 18th, what we just heard there, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, Santa Claus versus the Devil. Then Saturday, the 19th, Silent Deadly Night 5, The Toy Maker.
It was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Brother. Oh, my. My goodness.
This is the one I am the most excited for.
Why is that?
Well, so Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker, it's not often that the fourth sequel, the fifth film in a long-running horror franchise, is actually one of the most imaginative and best ones. But Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker, I think is ripe for reappraisal. We showed it at the Music Box of Horrors Drive-In and with Black Christmas, and I think it's having a moment right now, but it's weird and it's wild, and I really don't think you want to miss out on this one. And we really paired it with something special for everybody.
That's right. You paired it with Dial Code Santa Claus. Dial Code Santa Claus. Come on. Dial Code. What the heck's going on here? Come on, kid. Oh. Come on, Dial Code.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Don't change, kids, stay with us. Stay a little, Jesus. Hold on to my hand. They'll be calling
them. Maybe I got the wrong movie. Is that Dial Code?
That one doesn't sound like it, but this one,
no.
if you're into that psychotronic cinema that I keep talking about, this one recently got a re-release from this great Blu-ray company called Vinegar Syndrome, and it was released in 1989. It's a French film, and it combines all the best elements of Rambo, Die Hard, and actually predates Home Alone. As a young Rambo obsessed child takes on an invader of his home that's dressed like Santa Claus. Like, you really don't want to miss this one.
And then, Sunday, December 20th, we have a film that can possibly cause arguments.
So I've heard.
Well, it's true. You're showing Die Hard, and it's in conjunction with a Christmas holiday lineup. In fact, it's just a few days before Christmas, and there are those who claim, I don't care one way or the other, that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, but yet, here we are. Die Hard.
I invite everybody to come down to the Rock Island Public House on Sunday, December 20th, and debate loudly in the patio over a couple cocktails whether Die Hard from 1988 is, in fact, a Christmas movie or not.
Well, it certainly takes place around the holidays because the Machikachi Corporation is having a big corporate party up at the top of the tower, and that one guy's doing blow, and they're having sex in the conference room, and you know,
it certainly snowed that Christmas, didn't it?
Yes, and if that's not a Christmas movie, well, then I just don't know what is. All right, now, Mike, once again. Let's go over. Where is all this taking place?
At the Rock Island Public House in Blue Island, Illinois. I don't have the exact address on hand, but it's on the corner of Old Western Avenue and Broadway.
Okay.
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Under what label?
Under Rock Island Public House.
Rock Island Public House. Awesome. Where do you get these movies, by the way? Just out of curiosity. Are they?
Um, I I have my connections.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'd love to see all these. Well, I mean, I don't need to see Miracle on 34th Street or Home Alone or Scrooge or any of that. But these others, wow. Yeah, the White Reindeer, Rare Exports, Conquering Martians, The Devil, Deadly Night. Whee!
I really wanted to, when I was putting together the program, like I said, like you can, Home Alone is an easy win, but you want to do like family favorites and weirdos for the psychotronic heads.
Right.
I really wanted to do a little something for everybody.
It would seem to me that if you want to argue about whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie, you could also Die Hard. You could also argue that Home Alone is or is not a Christmas movie. I mean,
yeah.
Just me.
I invite everybody down here to do it. Well, one of my favorite movies like that is there's this movie called I Come in Peace, which features Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
You know that movie? Well, there's like three Christmas trees in it, so I chalk that one up to being a Christmas movie as well.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. We got a split because we got basketball coming up. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, John.